It's ethereal, really. I don't know what it is.
It's euphoric.
Not euphoric, it's just ethereal. Hello, guys. Welcome back to the Two Latin Brothers podcast, the podcast where we talk about our daily lives and entertainment, brought to you as a comedy podcast. I'm Victor.
And I'm Adrian.
And we're back again with another episode of the podcast.
Yeah.
Now, I've had quite a long week.
You've had a long week?
I've had quite a long week.
Oh, I'm sure you've had a long week.
Well, I finished technically last week.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Got in some assignments
right
this week. And
you're now, done school.
Yeah. Now I'm done. I'm free. You know?
Yeah.
I'm free.
The real world.
Away from the prison.
Away from the prison.
Away from the sanctuary.
The one you paid to be.
The one that's been holding me captive for the last century. The one that
you paid to be put in.
Yes, the one I paid to be put in.
Which is crazy.
It's amazing, the really.
The plot thickens.
Yeah, it does. just realized my face is probably very, very hidden just now.
What was I going to say? I've been doing a lot of interviewing lately.
Yeah.
It's been crazy.
Yeah.
I like how you're about to be free and I'm about to be captured.
Yep.
It's kind of like a plot twist. I don't know. It's been interesting just meeting all of these people and then having to be like, "Hey, look, also having to tell people when you like when they go, "So tell me about yourself," and you got like 5 minutes to like say a few words about yourself. Yeah. And halfway through the conversation, like, am I coming off like an egotistical person? Like, is this?
Yeah, like, because when you're in an interview,
yeah,
you're giving all the good stuff,
right?
Everything, yeah. All the good stuff. Hold nothing back. That's right. Good.
Well, okay, so like, as a social worker, right?
Yeah,
I was doing this interview where someone was asking me, "Have you ever worked with people of different ethnicities?"
It's Canada,
and then that's why. But they asked that just in case, you know, because like, if you're from like a little town.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's just surrounded by your people, right? There's not...
There's people that pass through.
But it's not that diverse, right? So...
Fair enough.
They ask more or less to gauge
mm-hmm.
your... I was going to say environment, but environment isn't the right word. It's more like to gauge your ability to navigate it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I can tell you like an instance where I've had like many interactions.
Yeah.
And the guy goes, "Yeah, sure, go for it." So then I proceed to tell him how this one time... I was working at this immigration office and this Muslim couple walks in and, you know, I walk up to the guy, I shake his hand, and then I walk up to his wife to shake her hand.
All right.
And that's like a no-no.
Uh-huh.
And then the guy was like, "Yo, what are you doing?" And even the wife was like, she's like, "Whoa, what are you doing?"
Like, this is very, very offensive.
Right. And then I go, "Oh, I'm so sorry." I'm like, suddenly, like, it clicked in my head. Yeah. And the guy goes, "No, it's okay. Like, I get it. Like,
I'm trying to... Culture.
Trying to have you." I'm like, "Yeah, I'm so sorry. That's my bad," right? And then I was telling him how, you know, that's how I navigate it, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, the thing is you have to be, like, open-minded to navigate these certain types of situations.
Yeah.
And then
you have to be, like, flexible in the environment.
Right. And then I'm like, and then you have, like, a Japanese couple walking, and they're, like, bowing. So then you're bowing. And yeah. It's, right? So there's...
And then you're like, I can't bow too far down because they're kind of a client.
Yeah. So it's kind of like this whole dynamic where you have to kind of adapt and move around. Not move around, but kind of, like, be aware of everyone else.
Mm.
Because of culture, right? And it's one of those things where you have to learn, I guess.
Yeah. I mean... I've never truly experienced that, you know, having to deal with a multitude of people who can't communicate, you know.
Right, that too. There's also, like, a lot of language barriers. So, yeah. Like, I'll have people come in, and when I was there, I once had someone come in, and they barely spoke English. And I remember I pulled out my phone.
Yeah.
And I'm on, like, Google Translate, and I'm typing in. I'm like, "What language do you speak?"
Mm.
They just went dead silent. I go, "Okay, how am I supposed to navigate this? What language do you speak?" And then I go, I can't remember what happens. And then they said some African language. And I was like, okay. And I open up Google Translate.
Yeah.
Like, this better be here or I'm like doomed. How am I going to communicate with this guy? And I find it. You know, I click on the language. I type out, you know, "How can I help you today?"
Yeah.
Hit play. And the guy, like, he's like nodding along. Then I pass him my phone and he goes and he types back.
Yeah. Well, wouldn't he talk into it because your keyboard?
Yeah.
Unless it was the same characters.
It wasn't really.
So he spoke into it mainly.
Yeah. He I don't know how he did, but I tossed him my phone and he like spoke into it, whatever it was. And then it translated, Google translated it. Yeah. And then it was, he's like, I'm here for help on, I think it was like trying to get a job or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I told him he needs to work on his English. And then he replied, I just started English classes, but I'd like to get into work. And then okay. I'm like, okay. And then like I had a conversation and then I took him to somebody else. Like I deferred him to somebody else. And they're like,
you basically put him on hold in real life.
No,
you're like, let me put you on hold. Patch him through.
No, I just went, okay, give me a sec. And then I went to someone who's like in that area.
Yeah.
I'll be able to find jobs. And then that person actually told me that they got to his desk, they go, how are you talking to this guy? Like, as far as I know, I don't speak what he speaks, and neither do you.
Yeah.
So how are you navigating this? And I pulled out my phone. It was just Google Translate. It's like, okay, that's good. And then so they're talking for a bit. The guy leaves, and he leaves angry.
Hmm.
And I go, what happened? And he goes, oh, I told him that he needs to have at least like a level 2 English to like do basic work.
I see.
And the guy had just started. So he's like, I know there's a rush to start working, but right now at this moment in time, he's not capable of it.
Mm.
So, and there were a lot of instances like that where you get people come in and they don't know, you know,
they don't know, you know,
no, they don't know English.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And like, even here, like so you'll work at like a Tim Hortons and people be like,
yeah,
you speak English and French and you're like, I only speak English, so you can't work here.
Yeah.
Like it's,
I don't know. You just reminded me of a video I saw on Instagram of this guy. He speaks in a language. Mm-hmm. He speaks English, but he speaks it how it sounds to those who don't know English.
Mm.
So like every few words, you understand him and you're like, is that really what it's like to not understand English? And then he does it with other languages too.
Uh-huh.
And then like he does it with Spanish and English and French.
Have you seen that TikTok of that guy who speaks, I can't remember what it's called, but it's a language that was created in the 80s, I think, where it's a mixture of Spanish, French, Portuguese, and I think Italian. No, Spanish, French, and Portuguese. And if you speak that language to people, whether they speak French, whether they speak Portuguese, or whether they speak Spanish, they will understand you. This is a true story.
No.
Apparently it works. No. And there's a guy who has a whole TikTok page about it. I can't remember what the TikTok page is called right now.
No.
But apparently it works.
No, that's cheating.
And it's one of, they're saying that if this picks up at one point, like all the romantic languages will just fuse into that language.
No.
Like I think this is more likely to happen in Europe than here.
Yeah. That would make more sense.
Because in Europe, like they're right next to each other, right?
Yeah.
So like if you're in Spain, you learn that language, you go to Portugal, people understand you now.
Yeah.
And if you're in Portugal, you learn that language, you go to Spain, people understand you now.
Yeah.
Right. And because the crossover is so similar and so alike, you're able to like intermingle with each other. You already have that instance between Portuguese and Spanish, where people who speak Portuguese understand Spanish way better. They understand Spanish fairly well.
Yeah.
But people who speak Spanish struggle to learn or Portuguese. Understand people who speak Portuguese.
Yeah.
But if you speak French and you speak Spanish, you're able to understand a lot more French.
Yeah.
But it doesn't go the other way, you know. So
yeah.
There are instances where it works and instances where it doesn't work.
Yeah.
And you're able to mix and match.
Well, technically, if you learn French, you can learn Spanish. If you can learn Spanish and French, you can learn Portuguese.
Yeah.
And then same way kind of backwards, except you have to learn Portuguese.
No, if you learn Spanish, French. You can learn Italian.
Yeah, but you also have to know Portuguese.
Right, yeah. Because of the
So technically, if you know English, you can learn French. If you know French, you know Spanish. If you can learn... Spanish.
If you know English, you can learn German, because German's the closest one to English.
Not really. Have you seen German?
Yeah, I have.
It's scary.
But it's the closest thing to English. It's scary. It's the closest thing to English.
16-letter words that are commonly used every day.
Bro, I've seen it.
No, you haven't.
I have.
Clearly, you have not.
I definitely have.
Clearly, you.
I tried learning German for a bit.
I have too.
It was crazy. It was crazy.
It is not a fun time.
I mean,
because it's just complex. It's
just big words.
It's long.
Yeah.
It's not nice to me. You know.
Anyways, it's not that bad.
It's just. I mean, it's a great language. I want to put that out there. It's a great language. It's not for me.
It's just not for me.
It's just not for me. It's not in my bloodline to, you know,
to be picking up a foreign language.
To speak German.
It's like it's just not, I just wasn't meant to speak it.
Yeah.
It's like when you know, like when you go to another place.
No. I've never been anywhere but here.
No.
I've been trapped for millennia. Say,
if you go to another place that speaks English.
What?
If you go to another place that speaks English.
Okay.
And they have a different accent.
No.
Eventually, your accent will start to sound like theirs.
No, I've always lived here.
That's what I'm saying. I'm just saying that if you were to go to a different place where they spoke English, mm-hmm. and they have a different accent, eventually your English will start to sound like their English.
Okay, no.
And that's just...
I'm joking.
And that's just... Kind of. And that's just because of you're surrounded by it and what you're hearing. It's like if you go to Britain. You know, England.
Don't do this to me.
And you,
I'm going to feel very tempted to make a poor British accent.
And you go there, right? And you're, yeah. And you say you live there for a year and a half, right?
Yeah.
You're surrounded by British people and you don't really sound British to them.
Yeah.
But if you come back to Canada.
Yeah, you'll sound
like,
a little British.
Everybody's like, why you sound British?
Yeah, it's because your enunciation will change.
Right, because you're surrounded and you're hearing the British accent. The British. I said accent. I meant accent.
The British accent. the British. Are you saying our English is superior? Is that what you're saying indirectly? Are you trying to get us canceled?
We speak proper English.
We've talked about this on the podcast before.
We speak proper English.
Yeah.
Because we're pronouncing it the way it's supposed to be. And the
are we?
And the British.
Are we?
Apparently.
How do you spell knife?
That's a silent letter, bro. That's
what's a silent letter?
Bro, that's like, how do you spell hola?
Hola.
See what I'm saying? Like, that's like kind of like hit or miss sort of thing.
Yeah.
There are instances in every language that are silent letters.
Technically, it's hola.
It's like, but did you know in Portuguese, they spell it O-L-A?
I know, but Portuguese they spell is the broken language.
No, and they also say hola.
Yeah, I know.
So, you know.
O-L-A.
Yeah, but they spell it.
They also
it.
Say oi.
Okay, well,
O-I.
Look, I'm not going to get into this. I'm not going to get into this discussion about language and which one's superior.
I'm superior.
Because obviously the superior language doesn't exist.
Yes, it does.
Which is?
Sanskrit.
What is that?
It's a base language, very ancient, probably with a first Latin.
But that's not the superior language.
Fine, Latin's the superior language.
Why would you say Latin? No one speaks
it. Because it's the derivative. Everything else is a derivative of that.
You know, it's a dead language. You know what I wonder? How do you get a point where people just decided we're going to stop
speaking? You don't decide. You move regions. And then...
No, I was going to say...
And then a multitude of people. Listen.
No, no.
Listen.
How
so there's one area, okay? Yeah. People disperse.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. People going in random directions. So now there's less people here.
Yeah.
Okay. But there's multiple people out there in the world.
That speak.
So then they populate,
mm-hmm.
right? But there's less populating happening here because there's less people.
Right.
So then these languages start taking over and eventually demolish this language because they return home and destroy that language.
So you're saying, what's with the hand gestures here?
It's because the disperse.
The dispersion?
Destroy.
What I was gonna say is I just feel that nowadays that doesn't really happen.
Yes, it does.
French is fighting to survive.
Oh, French has been Quebec alone is the front line for French. Have you seen them?
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Nah, it's
où est le parking.
It's the front line. It's the conversion.
You can feel
English.
The French when they speak English
shifting away into English.
Yeah,
but at the same time,
and that's why their laws are changing
right
rapidly.
Yeah, to prevent that from happening.
Yeah,
but I think it also plays into a part where, you run into instances where everything is in English.
Yeah,
right. You know, you go to school, you learn English.
Yeah,
you take math, it's in English. You know, you go home, you watch TV.
Yeah.
they got everything in English.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I'm sure they have, like, shows dubbed in French on, like, Netflix.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But why would you watch that?
I know.
If you know English.
See, this is what I'm saying. Like, just watch the original.
Yeah.
Why change?
Why be annoyed by their mouths
Why fix something if it ain't broke, you know? So you run into these sort of situations, I think.
Have you seen that video of that one girl? We'll be back right after this.
This podcast is brought to you in part by Two Latin Brothers Podcast. You thought there wouldn't be a commercial, but there is. So make sure to follow us on TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter. We'll see you guys right now.
And we're back. What were you saying?
So there's this girl.
Okay, whoa, you can't just show. It's been like 3 hours. I don't know what's going on.
I don't know what you're talking about. Anyways, so there's this girl who's learned a special skill.
Right.
And this skill is that of related to the dubbing. She can physically delay in real life. So what she does is that she mouths the words and then ventriloquists the phrase after. So basically what she's doing, she's saying hi, and she continues with the conversation by moving her lips, then saying what she wants to say.
Oh, wasn't this on like Britain's Got Talent or something like this?
I feel like there was an act similar. Yes, maybe.
Or was it America's Got Talent? It was some talent show that had somebody like this. She was doing it.
Yeah. But I just find that so impressive. Like, how do you just sit down one day and just like, can I do real delay? Can I do that? And then I sat down. I'm not going to lie to you. I sat down and I tried it. And it's actually very difficult because you have to say the word and then stop moving your lips.
It's because it's against the natural order.
Yeah. So the only word I got good at saying was hi. Quite literally. Hi. That's it. How are you? That's it. That's like, it's just so weird. I don't know how people just figure this out. They just sit down one day. Okay, maybe look. Is it a shower thought?
Bro, look, I want you to know one or two things.
Yeah.
One, there are very bored people in this world.
Like me, I tried it.
Two.
Yes.
I bet they figured it out by trying to dub something and then realized that they could do it.
Okay. Maybe. But this is like children doing this.
Okay, well, I mean, you're
just joking. I don't know how old these people are.
I don't know, man. I don't know what you
also like. What do you call yourself? I'm a professional delayer. Like, how do you put that down on a resume? You know what I mean? Like I speak.
Bro, I got this in podcast lag. On a resume.
I speak in lag.
I've always recently I was thinking about like I should go into like freelance.
Yeah.
Videography.
Yeah.
And I'm like I'm like I should put it on my resume.
Well, videography or video editing?
Video editing.
Yeah.
I mean, you can do videography if you want me to.
I mean, sure. But like
get like the cage.
I mean, sure. But like why? If you can just edit pre-recorded stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like half the work.
No. I'm just gonna film it. You deal the edit.
Okay.
No, but I've definitely run into instances where I casually bring up that I know how to video edit in like an interview.
Yeah.
They'd be like, why?
Yeah.
And then I'm like,
and then you realize, oh wait, it's this. You got it right.
Because it makes it makes no sense.
Yeah.
Like especially my field of study, they go, why do you know how to do that? And I go, why not? And then they go, okay. And I go, I also have a life, you know?
Yeah.
I got hobbies and stuff.
Sometimes.
And then, I mean, hey.
You have a life sometimes.
I mean.
Sometimes it's on hold.
I mean, technically right now I'm working, so.
Yeah, exactly.
But definitely I've run into instances where people will be like, why do you know how to edit audio?
And I'd be like, because I said so.
Because I was bored one day and decided to do this.
It's called YouTube. You can learn a lot of things on YouTube, really. If you wanted to learn the basis of science,
yeah,
you could watch a playlist of YouTube videos.
Honestly, YouTube has changed the way you learn.
Yeah. I'm just waiting for that time where we rely on technology to produce everything for us and distribute everything for us. And what we do with our lives is just what interests us.
Okay, look, so there's a theory.
I'm the theory.
You're not.
I'm the solution.
Whoa. Take a couple of steps back. There's
dictatorship.
A theory. There's a theory that sociologists believe.
Yeah.
That if They say that the reason poverty is an issue is education.
Okay.
So they say if everyone was super smart.
Okay.
Was properly educated.
Okay.
Everyone on Earth.
Okay.
Every single issue that humanity has right now.
Yeah.
Would be solved in 20 to 40 years.
Okay.
Every single problem.
Okay.
Then what?
You do what you want.
Yeah. So he says that art would change drastically.
Mm-hmm.
Because suddenly everybody is in the business of entertaining because there is nothing else for us to do because innovation-wise, we peaked.
Yeah.
And we probably got to the point where now the machines are making themselves now. They're innovating within themselves to make themselves streamlined, better, faster, everything.
Yeah.
So we don't even have to worry about that.
Yeah.
He's like, so we get to a point where, and we'd probably enter a state where machines would farm for us.
Yeah.
So we wouldn't have to farm. We'd have machines clean water for us, clean the atmosphere itself for us.
Yeah.
So the greenhouse emission thing would probably not even be like, that'd be like a non-issue.
Yeah.
Because we're already cleaning the atmosphere itself.
Yeah.
So, or we just switch off fossil fuels entirely and go full electric.
Yeah.
Because there was a crazy breakthrough in like the power industry all of a sudden with battery technology. So he's just like listing off all these things. I'm just sitting there listening to this podcast. This is a Joe Rogan podcast, have you?
Okay.
And then so I'm just sitting there like, this is actually like, but it makes sense.
Yeah.
Like if you really think about it, it makes sense. Because what if the guy who knew the cure to cancer was like somewhere in like the middle of Africa, he just didn't have
the tools necessary.
The education.
Yeah.
Like it's sitting in his brain.
Yeah.
He just needs it's something. Dormant. You know, he just needs something to trigger the thought, you know?
Okay. Take a shower.
Because I'm running water, boys, in the middle of nowhere.
See, this is why I said tools.
That's not a tool. It's like
a... The shower's a tool.
No, bro, it's like a... It's like
well, this, I guess it's author. A utility.
What's his name? He's like Michael or something. I can't remember. He wrote a series, or he's writing a series of 10 books.
Okay.
It's like 4 books in.
Okay.
And he says that the plot for like half of the series came to him in a shower thought.
Okay. See, I really want to get a whiteboard in the shower. Like, I really do.
You feel like you'd get some like crazy...
I feel like I get some crazy ideas in there.
Yeah.
It's just something therapeutic about setting your mind in that state of the water falling on you.
Right.
And then just thinking.
Mm-hmm.
It acts as white noise for the brain. So you can just think.
You know, lately I've been in the shower and I'll just like, just go like on power saver mode or something. Like I'll just
you fall asleep in the shower. No, I just like I just it's like, just blank. No, I'm there's just, no I, thought. It's just, yeah, just it's just shower.
Yeah, I'll literally just I'll jump in the shower.
You basically become a TV without signal.
No, I literally walk into the shower.
Yeah,
and then I'm like, you know, going through the motions.
Yeah,
like you know, bathing, and then all of a sudden, I'll just like zone out when I'm like done, just like standing there with the water running over me.
Yeah,
and all of a sudden, I'll just zone out. And you know what brings me back? You knocking on the door. Yo, get out of the washroom. I gotta use it.
Yeah,
and I'm like, that'll snap me back into like reality.
Yeah,
but I'll just be like. I'll be
nowhere.
Just nowhere.
You're absent.
That's my meditation time.
Yeah.
That's when I meditate. That's when I go full zen.
It's like how there was a study of how men in the morning.
Yeah.
If there's no interruptions in the morning,
yeah.
As soon as they wake up,
yeah.
The first thing they'll do is they'll just sit up
yeah.
and just stare.
Just
into nothing.
Yeah.
He's laughing because he knows he's done this. Yeah. He'll just get up and stare. Or not even need to get up.
Yeah.
He'll just wake up.
Lie in bed, stare at the ceiling.
And just stare. Nothing's ticking.
Yeah.
Nothing's happening. It's just blind staring.
Yeah. This
is really interesting. Yeah.
It's definitely happened to me. And it's strange. It's just.
Yeah.
It's like the brain needs
might be why men don't live as long. we waste so much time just staring. Maybe our subconscious gives out.
No, I think it has something to do with the fact that our brain's just like, you know what? You need a break from thinking.
So it's just like I've been playing movies all night.
No, it's the problem I think is that, especially for someone who's an overthinker.
Yeah.
Like, I'm an overthinker.
So I'm
like,
an overthinker.
I think a lot.
I think
so. I
too
think,
much.
So
which
I
is why it's called overthinking.
That... My brain needs like a break in between at
no,
some point.
No breaks for me. It's constant. Never stops. Just joking. Except for that one moment in the morning when I sit down.
And I stare. And then my alarm goes off and I'm like, dang it.
Yeah.
Should have slept.
I hate when that happens. Just sleeping. And then you wake up and you're like, no. Did I forget my alarm? It's, you panic for two reasons.
Yeah.
A, I slept through my alarm or I never said it. It didn't go off.
Yeah.
B, I woke up too early and I just kicked myself. It's basically what just happened. And then you pick up your phone, you start checking, and then you realize 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And you're like, I can't fall asleep back in 5 minutes. With that panic attack I just gave myself, you know how much I've been through.
I just had a heart attack in my bed. You know,
there's like, no way I'm going to sleep.
I've had instances where I've fallen asleep. Like I think I've told this story before, where I came home one day from college, and it was the middle of winter, so you know sun sets early.
Yeah.
And so I'd come home and it'd be dark, and I'd leave and it'd still be dark.
Yeah.
Because of sunrise and sunset. So I remember one time I came home from the college, and I'm like, I go to my bed and I just passed out.
Yeah.
And I was just so tired and overworked. I passed out. And then all of a sudden I hear our mom yell, come eat. But the way she said it was like, if it was morning.
Yeah.
Like waking me up to like go down and eat breakfast.
Yeah.
And I get up and I'm like, it's still dark out.
Yeah.
And I look at the phone and it says 6.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's already morning.
Like I just slept through.
I just slept.
But he didn't read the AM, PM.
So I come running down the stairs like with my bag. Like, yeah. I didn't even unpack my bag. I just grab my bag and I come running down the stairs and I go, why didn't you wake me up for dinner? And she goes, what are you talking about? I'm calling you down to eat dinner right now.
Yeah.
And then like you guys are like on the couch. I'm just so disoriented.
Yeah.
It's like, what's happening? I'd fallen asleep like an hour and a half.
Yeah. Also, like, the fact that your brain was just so in the motions.
Yeah.
You weren't even questioning the fact that we're all sitting down.
Yeah.
Like, why would I be awake at 6 in the morning?
Like, I was just, like, so out of it. I was like, I think I was, like, so in my head just thinking, I slept through a whole, like, that whole, I slept, like, 12 hours and I didn't even realize it.
You were thinking, man, I'm really in a crisis.
It's like, I need to sleep more. This is just dangerous.
Yeah.
Like, because it felt like.
I had
like
a similar situation when I was sick.
Yeah.
And I came home. And I came home early.
Yeah.
Again, winter.
Yeah.
But it was one of those days where it was like, it was snowing all day. It was dark.
Yeah.
And I laid down. And then I wake up and I come, I walk down the stairs. And normally you've had band practice. So this was a while ago.
Oh,
like
yeah.
You were still in high school.
Right.
And I come downstairs. I haven't checked any time or anything. And you're not there.
Yeah.
My dad isn't home.
Yeah.
My sister isn't home.
Right.
My mother is.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, I'm like, it's so dark to go for the school right now.
Yeah.
Because it looked even darker than it was when I got home the morning before.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, man, it's so dark to go to school right now. And I start grabbing my bag and grabbing my book, putting it in there. And then my mom's like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, yeah, like at this hour, it's crazy. Yeah. I'm like, it's so dark outside. Like, why would I go to school when it's this dark?
Yeah.
And my mom is just like, what are you talking about? We haven't even eaten dinner yet.
It's like 4:40.
And then she tells me the time. And I'm like, oh. And I'm like, then where's dad? Where's everybody? And then she's like, oh, they went to the store. And I'm like, okay, I guess. I was just so perplexed. It was crazy.
Yeah, that happens from time to time. I mean, I feel like you get stuck in like these weird like blinder
moments. Perception of time.
Yeah, where like you have blinders and your perception of time. It's because like, it's almost as if you're stuck in like a like tunnel vision.
Yeah.
And you're just so hyper focused on.
Yeah.
Like, I think it happens because your life gets so busy.
Mm-hmm.
You forget to. I remember when I forget to eat. Forget to sleep. Like for whatever reason, I never forget to shower.
Yeah.
Always remember to shower. I think that was like instilled in me as a child. So like, you know what's crazy? It wasn't instilled in me to eat or sleep, but it was instilled to shower.
Yeah.
So like, I can be tired. I can be dead tired. And like, if I have to get up early, shower. But it's like, or even late at night, like sometimes I'd come home at like 10:30, 11 o'clock.
See, what a shower does is a reset button.
Showers are
after you shower, you feel fresh.
Yeah.
And it's probably because of that silence, you know, that meditative moment.
That moment
where you're almost in a state of like, I don't know. It's ethereal, really. I don't know what it is.
It's euphoric.
Not euphoric. It's just ethereal. It's just like, wow. clarity.
But it's because it's like, because like something about running water.
I know.
That just feels so nice.
I know. So it makes me question, like, is this the moment of clarity people had when it would rain?
Okay, so
I'm like, but okay, think so, about it. So depending on where you live.
So there was a study done on this, actually.
Yeah.
I read it a few weeks ago. I said I was going to talk about this on the podcast, and I didn't.
Yeah.
I think I even had that link open and everything. There was a study done where they've discovered that the reason we like the smell of after rain,
mm-hmm.
after it rains,
yeah.
is because they believe that our ancestors
mm-hmm.
used to use rainwater to survive.
Okay.
And the smell of rain itself attracts us to it because it was like a survival thing.
Yeah.
It was more like, look, put out a bucket.
Yeah. On a summer day,
yeah,
when it rains,
yeah,
and then that moment after,
yeah,
the air is cool
and it's like crisp.
You can breathe and it's like minty fresh. and then you realize you've breathed in too much, so you're like suffocating in pure oxygen because all the pollution's come down.
Yeah,
and then you're like, wow,
smirked myself.
You know what I mean? It's like I've never smoked before, but like, let me tell you, I feel like that's what it's like. Like, except like I don't feel the need to cough after, you know. Yeah, what I mean?
Like there's a guy in the closet. It's exactly what it feels like.
Like it's just wow. Like, there's that like there's those few addicts who are watching us who are like, yeah, that's exactly it. You explained it perfectly.
Yeah, yeah. No.
Yeah, but let's be real here. I'm addicted to oxygen.
No, but there are definitely, I think, especially if you're in the woods, like deep mm-hmm. in the woods, and it's rained, and then it stops raining, and you walk out.
Yeah. I mean, you don't really want to walk out after it rains because it's all muddy. And that's the one part that kind of ruins it. I'm not going to lie to you. Like, you're like, wow, look at the trees.
Yeah.
They're like the water, the moisture in the air.
Something about...
It's cool air.
No, but something
and then
about,
you step no, outside.
No, but something about like the color. Like color just looks more vibrant and real and alive.
Yeah.
Like everything's just like the trees, the grass.
It's because water is life.
Yeah, but
water brings. Without water, there's nothing. It's just dirt.
I love
and
how you're
rock.
Explaining this dirt and rock.
Yeah, because water is life.
Yeah,
have you seen Mars? Perfect example of no agua.
Well, they have water.
It's frozen.
It's not my fault.
So it's
didn't
ice
you hear
rock.
The theory? It's like you nuke the north and the south, and then you create. You know.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
It's a good idea, though.
It's a really crazy idea.
But it might work.
It could work.
Or you could just break the planet, one or the other.
You know, that's not my problem.
I know, either it'll work or you make the environment worse.
Yeah.
So it's really hit or miss.
Yeah, because don't they have like sandstorms?
Yeah.
I love how I say they, like there's people just, you know, out there on Mars like, yep, yeah, I'm here.
Imagine there's people on Mars and it's just all underground. It's like...
See, that's a theory.
Yeah.
That there's a whole society or civilization living inside, basically like a journey to the center of the earth
yeah.
scenario.
On our own planet.
on Mars. So yeah. Basically like there's a whole thing of like living creatures and stuff like that just right. there. I can't remember where I was reading. There was a photo taken, I can't remember if it was on Mars, of a structure of rock. That looks very similar to the scaling of a dragon.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Can't remember where I saw that, though. Could be fake.
It's photoshopped.
So don't fact... Go fact check me, actually. I want to know. Leave it down. If you find out, leave that in the comments down below. I'm curious.
No one comments.
No one will. someone comments, I commented. Wow. Crazy. Amazing.
All right, bro. Wrap it up. We've been here too long.
Okay. You're welcome. No, I'm kidding. Okay, guys, this has been Two Latin Brothers Podcast. Everything's in the description, whether it be up, down, left, or right. Make sure to share with your grandmother, share with your sister, share with your dog, share with your chinchilla, share with everybody and everything. Share with your gators, guys. I don't know. Share with everybody. And we'll catch you guys next time. Peace.
Bye.